We're 2 days from the start of talks that could save Stormont, but the mood at the House on the Hill just keeps getting worse. Yesterday, the Assembly couldn't even agree on selecting a new Speaker to replace the DUP's William Hay. That's now added to the bulging list of issues for the talks. Sinn Féin say the DUP has welched on a Speaker deal. 3.5 years ago, an agreement looked to be in place that would see a Sinn Féin MLA replace Willie Hay. Here's what Martin McGuinness had to say at the time.
At the start of the last Assembly, myself and the then First Minister agreed that we would ensure that the position of Speaker was shared across both divisions. In return for our support for the DUP nomination for the position of Speaker, he indicated that his party would support the nomination of a Sinn Féin Speaker for this term. In recent days, I've had further discussions with the First Minister. We have agreed that this position will be shared across both traditions during this Assembly term. We have agreed that this position will be taken up initially by a member of the DUP and that after 3 years, the position will be taken up by a member of Sinn Féin. I want, therefore, to nominate William Hay as the incoming Speaker for the initial phase. In May 2014, a Sinn Féin MLA will be nominated for this position for the remainder of the term.
And Peter Robinson replied,
I welcome the fact that although I haven't been part of those initial discussions about which the Deputy First Minister has spoken, I fully honour the arrangements that he has set out. My party will therefore go forward on that basis and we welcome the opportunity to have William Hay once more return to this chair.
Well, the DUP MP, Sammy Wilson, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Sammy.
Good morning, Stephen.
So Peter Robinson did just say there he will honour the arrangement set out, didn't he?
He did.
So what's going on?
Well, first of all, yesterday he acknowledged that the agreement was in place. It had been agreed between Dr. Paisley and Martin McGuinness. He had re-emphasised his commitment to honouring that deal. We made it quite clear yesterday that we still would honour that deal. But, and here was the important thing, that given the way in which Sinn Féin had broken the agreement on welfare reform and the consequences that that would have for the Assembly, because don't forget, if you don't get this thing sorted out, you'll not have a Speaker because you'll not have an Assembly, that we would be linking this to agreement on welfare reform. And we would, once that happened, we would be honouring the agreement that we had with Sinn Féin over the Speaker's job.
There were no buts in the deal between the DUP and Sinn Féin over the Speaker. There were no caveats.
No, there weren't, Stephen, and you're absolutely right.
Okay.
There weren't.
Well, I'm glad you've acknowledged that. So can Peter Robinson ever be trusted again if he publicly says he will honour a deal and doesn't?
Yes, of course he can, because we have said, I mean, he made it quite clear yesterday, and indeed I think 3 times when I spoke, I made it clear as well, that we would stand by the agreement, but if we did not get the welfare reform issue...
Then you'll go back in your deal, you'll go back in your word.
No, we did not say we'd go back in our word. We simply said that the Assembly could not survive, and it won't survive, we don't get the budgetary issues sorted out that we need sorted out. And Sinn Féin have to learn that there are consequences for not honouring the agreements which they had made on other important issues, such as welfare.
They would deny there's a deal. Sinn Féin would deny there's a deal.
Deny there's a deal or not, Stephen.
Well,
I know because I was involved.
Well, they would deny there's a deal. They're refusing to come on the radio this morning, and that's their prerogative. But here's the score. No matter whether there was a deal done on welfare reform or not, this is about the integrity of the DUP. And you don't think, Sammy Wilson, that the public is stupid. You made a deal about the Speaker, you made a deal with Martin McGuinness that you would back a Republican for the role, and your party cannot be trusted. Indeed, the First Minister, when he publicly says he will honour a deal, now he's not honouring that deal. And there might be a but after it, and there might be a, well, here's why. The bottom line is, how can the public ever trust a word that your party ever says again ahead of any election? Because all you guys have to do is put a but at the end of it and you get out of any type of promise you make anybody ever again?
Well, we didn't put the butt in front of it. The butt's been put in front of it because of the unethical way in which Sinn Féin are handling the welfare reform and the budgetary issues in Northern Ireland. And, you know, Stephen, the real politics is this, that where you have to exercise leverage to try and get something worked out, then you've got to use that leverage. And, you know, up until now, and let me just...
The price of the leverage, Sammy, is you lot going back on your honour.
No, we're not. Let me emphasise this, Stephen. We made it clear yesterday. We recognised that a commitment had been made. We will honour that commitment, but we will only honour that commitment when there is this Assembly is actually...
When you get your own way on something else.
No, when the future of the Assembly is secured. And the important thing is this, that if we do not get agreement on the budget, if we do not get agreement on welfare reform, the Assembly is not going to survive anyway, so you're not going to have a Speaker. And I think that Sinn Féin have to recognise that they cannot put the economy of the country in jeopardy. They cannot put the future of the Assembly in jeopardy and not have consequences attached to that. Now, you know, I know that Sinn Féin have been used to no consequences being attached to their intransigence in the past, but they're not getting off with it on this occasion. And, you know, don't forget, we did our best, Stephen, to try and get to avoid this situation. I sat down with Sinn Féin along with Nelson McCausland.
What are you doing sitting down with Sinn Féin? Because no matter what you or any other member of your party ever say to Sinn Féin again, they cannot trust you. Any agreements that you make with them, either privately or publicly, let it be known this morning that, well, we can see the evidence, that you will go back on your word if it suits you. You'll put a but at the end of the sentence. And if you can do it to Sinn Féin, by the way, then you can do it, presumably, to any voter, be they DUP or anyone else in this country. You cannot be trusted.
That is not... I mean, let me emphasise to you again. We have made it clear that, first of all, we recognise that an agreement was made. Secondly,
so honour it.
We intend to honour that agreement.
Honour it now.
We will honour it when Sinn Féin start honouring their agreements with us. I mean, you can't... This has got to be a two-way process of trust. And, I mean, Sinn Féin... Okay. Seem to want it and want the best of both worlds. They can break whatever agreements they want and have no consequences. We're saying to them that there are consequences. You break agreements. And don't forget, we went out of our way to actually facilitate Sinn Féin on welfare reform. We negotiated a deal with the Treasury that encompassed everything Sinn Féin wanted on welfare reform,
see, Sammy,
except the removal of the cap.
You see, Sammy, we can talk about welfare reform, Sammy, in a moment, and we will. But this isn't just about misleading Sinn Féin. This is about misleading the public who your party represents. Because when Peter Robinson and your party make a public statement that you will back a Sinn Féin representative for the Speaker in 2014, that was your promise to the public, not just to Martin McGuinness, to the public. And the bottom line is, no matter what way you twist it, you're going back on your word.
And Stephen, do you honestly think that the public would recognise that we had done the best possible job if there was a way in which we could try and get out of the current impasse, try and get Sinn Féin to face some reality by saying to them, you have a promise which you made to us, you keep it. We have a promise which we have made to you, we'll keep it once been reciprocated.
But this comes down to the integrity of your party, Sammy. No matter what political tactics you want to use, this is about the integrity of your party. Your party breaks its word to the public, not just to your political opponents, but to the public of this country. Your party breaks its word because your party promised the public. The public.
Stephen, we have not broken our word. We have made it quite clear that our word will be kept, but it will be kept when Sinn Féin...
Only if you get what you want.
that no.
That wasn't the deal. The public are not stupid.
When Sinn Féin keep their word. And, you know, let's look at the consequences.
Wasn't the deal. That was not the deal. Martin McGuinness trusted you, Sammy, didn't he? When he stood up and he backed Willie Hay, he trusted you. My goodness, he must be feeling stupid this morning that he trusted your party leader and that he trusted your party.
No. And he can still trust us because regardless of how difficult Sinn Féin have made it for us to fulfil that promise, we have made it quite clear we will fulfil the promise when the Assembly is secured.
I'm just going to play the exact words that the First Minister of this country, a man that would say when he is standing up for election himself, a man who would say that he represents everybody in this country, these are the precise words that Peter Robinson not only told Sinn Féin, but told every member of the public of this country in terms of Martin McGuinness saying that there had been a deal made that there would be a Republican in May in 2014 for Speaker.
I welcome the fact that although I haven't been part of those initial discussions about which the Deputy First Minister has spoken, I fully honour the arrangements that he has set out. My party will therefore go forward on that basis. And we welcome the opportunity to have William Hay once more return to this chair.
And now it's changed.
It has not, Stephen. How many times that happened?
You blocked it yesterday. You blocked it and you know you blocked it. Yes. And the public are not stupid. You made a deal and you have welched.
Stephen.
The DUP are Welshers. Bottom line, Sammy.
We are not Welshers. Look, I've made it clear that, first of all, I haven't run away from the your point that a deal was agreed. I haven't run away from the commitment that we will honour that deal, but we require reciprocation from Sinn Féin. And the consequences...
Was that in the deal?
No, but at the time when any deal is made, of course you do expect other parties to honour the agreements that they have with you. If those agreements are not honoured, then of course you could, I think it's perfectly reasonable to qualify any agreement that you have made with them.
But how on earth can you function in government with each other anymore?
I'll tell you how you function in government with each other, Stephen. You function in government by everybody keeping their word on the deals which they make. Once that trust is broken, and Sinn Féin broke the trust when they failed to honour the deal in welfare reform, have put the budget of Northern Ireland in jeopardy, are already costing departments millions of pounds of money, and that's affecting people's lives. When they break that trust, then of course you're going to find that there will be reciprocation as people try to get things back on an even keel again. And this can be very easily sorted out. Sinn Féin have got from us, we delivered to them what they wanted on the changes in welfare reform. They've got the opportunity to honour the agreement that they had with us, and once they honour that agreement, we will honour that. We would look like right pansies if we allowed Sinn Féin to go and break the agreements which they make with us, and we still say, and by the way, there's no consequences. I guarantee that if that had been the case, you'd have had me on this morning saying, are you a rollover? Do you just roll over and let them?
What I'm saying to you this morning is, how can the public, if they're deciding whether they're going to vote for the DUP or maybe the Ulster Unionist Party or maybe the PUP in the future, how can the public ever look at a DUP policy, listen to a DUP minister, listen to Peter Robinson ever again, trust what you're saying? Because they might have in the back of their mind, well, all the DUP have to do to get out of that promise is say, oh yeah, we meant it when we promised it, but actually now we're going to put a little button at the end of it, and all of a sudden your honour, your integrity you claim is intact, because there was always going to be a but at the end of it. We promise we'll not bring water rates into Northern Ireland, but we kind of meant we promised that but. We promised that we won't make pensioners pay for bus passes. But we kind of meant that, but we promised but.
No, Stephen. The public...
That's the danger. Making a public promise, Sammy Wilson, and then welching.
Stephen, the public can have greater confidence as a result of this, because, first of all, they know that we're not going to be any soft touch. We work in a coalition where there are some fairly brutal discussions and decisions to be made, and they know that as when they vote for the DUP, that yes, we make promises and we will keep those promises, but we will only keep those promises. We will only keep those promises when there's a reciprocation by the other parties in the coalition. We will not be a soft touch for anybody, and I think that that's what unionist people are looking for, not someone who rules over and who simply takes people takes whatever is thrown at them, but will be responsible. I mean, we will be responsible, and it'll not be an easy thing for us.
Well, precisely, and that, let's move on to that point, Sammy Wilson.
Vote for Sinn Féin for the chair.
Let's move on to that point. There are rumours circulating last night that Peter Robinson couldn't carry his own party in terms of getting support within your party for Mitchell McLaughlin.
Well, I think that's, you know, I'm not going to go into the internal party discussions. What I will tell you is that the suggestion that was unanimously agreed by the party was a suggestion which was put forward by Peter Robinson.
So there is nobody in there, in your party, opposed in principle to Mitchell McLaughlin being Speaker?
All I can say is that Peter Robinson, we looked at the position, that the impasse we were in. We looked at the danger which we are facing as far as our budgetary position is concerned. We looked at how we could best try and break that impasse. Peter put forward a suggestion that we link this idea or the position of the Speaker to the promises which Sinn Féin had broken on welfare reform, and that was unanimously agreed by the party. Are there people who are uneasy about putting Sinn Féin into positions? Of course, there's always uneasiness within the unionist community because of the way Sinn Féin are behaving. And that's one of the reasons why I say that you can actually trust their integrity in this, because even when it's a tough decision like that, where we've made a decision on it, we have said we will back it.
You said a matter of minutes ago, Sammy, that the talks on Thursday were to save the Stormont welfare deal. Does that mean that the talks on Thursday are actually... And you said Stormont can't survive without a deal on welfare, is what you said.
Yeah.
Does that mean the talks on Thursday are essentially to save Stormont?
No. The talks on Thursday are to try and ensure good governance for people in Northern Ireland. And good governance for people in Northern Ireland does not constitute handing huge amounts of money back to Westminster when we're already...
But if there is no compromise in these talks on Thursday, if a deal cannot be found, does that mean Stormont falls?
Well, Stephen, I've made it clear on a number of times in this programme, if we don't sort out the budgetary issues that we have, then I can't see that Stormont can survive, because we can't keep on going in a situation where we are not able to meet our budget commitments, we're not able to balance our budget, and where we're breaching our spending limits.
So it would seem then that Thursday, you know, the bottom line is Thursday, the talks on Thursday, the consequences are they save Stormont or they don't.
Well, I prefer to present the talks on Thursday as trying to get back to good governance in Northern Ireland, trying to get the government to work a system where we can deliver, even in difficult economic circumstances, we can deliver on the things which matter to people in Northern Ireland. And central to that is the ability to run our own budget and work within our budget.
We, when you talk about budget and welfare reform and the numbers behind it, I know that you'll be aware of an exchange between Sinn Féin and this programme and me yesterday with Alex.
I didn't
Alex
hear
Maskey.
It. I wish I had, but I didn't hear it. I hear it went on for some time, as you tend to do.
Here's a quick summary of it. We'll get your reaction. Let's presume that you made a mistake.
No, don't you presume anything. No, don't you presume.
Well, I'm trying to be kind to you here.
Don't you presume anything.
Well, I'm trying to be kind.
No, you're not being kind.
Well, I don't care
whether you want to be kind or not. You're not being, you've been biased. So what I'm saying to you is this.
You were out by £1 billion, Alex, over 3 years. That's how much you were out by. £1 billion over 3 years.
Yeah, well, we'll see. we'll see.
So, given the fact that's how much you were out by...
You see, what I'm saying to you...
Are you prepared to look at the new figures and look at your policy and welfare reform bill?
I've told you before, you don't speak for me and don't presume for me either.
What is your reaction, Sammy Wilson, to Sinn Féin's position, which they are refusing? They're going into those talks on Thursday, and Alex Maskey is their spokesperson on welfare reform. And despite the Department of Social Development saying that the actual figure is round about 200 million over 3 years, Sinn Féin are maintaining the position that the cost is 450 million per year.
Well, Stephen, I hope that in light of the discussion you had with Alex Maskey yesterday and the unreasonableness and the kind of head in the sand type approach that Sinn Féin are adopting to this very, very important issue, which is going to affect thousands of people's jobs across Northern Ireland, I hope you can see why we want to use all of the leverage that we have with them when it comes to those talks, hence the reason for linking our promise with the speakers.
Hence your reason for welching.
To the welfare reform issue. But, you know, I think that it is indicative of just the incompetence that Sinn Féin have brought to this whole welfare reform issue. That, first of all, they don't know what the sums of money are. Therefore, they can't possibly understand the consequences which it has for people in Northern Ireland. And they can't possibly be in a position to make sensible judgments on this.
Nelson McCausland, last month when minister, used a figure of 120 million a year. Where's he getting that from?
Well, I think that Nelson was being chided by Sinn Féin. I wasn't actually in the debate, but it's my I've spoken to him about it. It's my understanding that he's being chided by Sinn Féin about NICFA's figure of 750 million. And he had indicated that, first of all, the NICFA figure of 750 million was not correct. But even if you used their figures, if you used their figures and then took into consideration what has already been implemented directly by Westminster and also already by the Assembly under previous SDLP ministers, then the figure would have not been 750 million. It would only have been 120 million, but he was simply using NICFA's own figures.
Well, you need to, this 750 million figure that, Phil Flanagan was using from Sinn Féin. I see your mate Jim Shannon of your party told Parliament in 2013 of the whole United Kingdom, Northern Ireland was hit hardest by the benefit cuts with £750 million taken out of the economy. Now, what on earth is he on about? In 2013, before welfare reform's been brought into Northern Ireland, the welfare reform bill, he's telling Parliament 750 million's been taken out.
Are these
the people we're paying for?
Well, I think, Jim, we better to explain why he used that figure. I have told
Is he talking nonsense?
I have told... Well, the figure's incorrect. That's what I'm saying.
Well, maybe he needs to inform Parliament.
And it doesn't matter whether the figure is used by a Sinn Féin representative or the figure is used by a member of my own party. The figure is incorrect, and I've made that clear to you in the past, Stephen. I'm not going to try and cover up for any misuse of the figure, no matter who it happens to be.
You'll be having a word with Jim, will you?
Once we get down to the figures, there's a number of ways of looking at it. The important one for the Northern Ireland executive is what we actually have to pay back to the Treasury, and that amounts to £218 million over 3 years. It was £17 million last year, it'll be £87 million this year, and £114 million next year, which comes to £218 million. That's the important figure for the executive, and that's the one which, of course, is going to impact on departmental budgets.
Let me just ask you one final question, because I know you've got to go. Was Peter Robinson, just to come back to the Mitchell McLaughlin being the new Assembly Speaker, which the DUP have blocked, was Peter Robinson shot down in an Assembly party meeting pre the recess when he proposed honouring the Paisley Sinn Féin deal on putting Mitchell McLaughlin in the Speaker's chair?
No, I attend all party meetings. He wasn't shot down in that at all. No,
there was no dissension.
He was not shot down on that the issue of Mitchell McLaughlin being the Speaker.
Okay, Sammy Wilson,
thank you. The party is unanimous in the view which it expressed, backing Peter's suggestion yesterday that we should honour this deal when Sinn Féin honour their deals with us and honour their deals with the people of Northern Ireland. Because don't forget, this isn't just a deal with us. This is the whole welfare reform issue affects every one of your listeners here this morning.
So does having a speaker in the Assembly. Sammy Wilson, thank you very much indeed.